And we'd like to welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight the exhibition director, Laura Fosberg, for the Lebesnik Center for Arts. And she's going to talk about some of the events coming up in the main galleries and some of the things to look forward to, but the current exhibit that's running through June 11th. So, Laura, welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Welcome,
hey,
Laura.
Thanks so much for having me again. I really appreciate the attention that we can give to the Lebesnik Center.
Well, we'd like you to talk about the current exhibit, explain it maybe a little bit about what is going on with it, maybe some of the artists and everything. It's called the Latinx American exhibit. So please explain a little bit about that, who's doing it and what's in it.
Oh, it's so good, you guys. Latinx American.
It's so good.
Latinx American comes from the DePaul Museum of Art in Chicago. So this is a show that traveled to us, which is very exciting because we don't do that very often. So it's really fun to work with such an esteemed institution. The show is incredible in so many ways. It's not just the art and the artists that are included, but it's the idea behind the show. And it's so rare for an institution to hold their hand up, wave it around, and say, we're doing a poor job. And that's exactly what the DePaul Art Museum did. They said almost 30% of Chicago is Latinx. Almost 18% of the population of the school at DePaul is Latinx. And in their collection, in their permanent collection at the museum, they only have about 2 or 3% Latinx artists. So they waved their arms around and said, we really need to rectify this situation. And what we're going to do is only show Latinx artists for an entire year. And not only that, but in our acquisitions program, which is where they purchase artwork to include in their collection, they'll only collect Latinx artists for that entire year. So that was the year of 2020. COVID hit. It continued until 2021. So they didn't just do it for 1 year. They did it for two. Super exciting. Great artists, including Vic Muniz, who is internationally renowned. Enrique Chagoya, also an internationally famous artist. Local artists such as Edra Soto. And all of the artwork, really high quality. And each one addressing a different issue and from a different point of view, but all from Latinx artists.
Yeah, I really liked America's Wall. It was very not only timely, but I mean, to actually go there and do that, I mean, it just really was touching.
So she's just giving you a little hint, guys. She didn't tell you anything about what America's Wall is all about. You have to come see it for yourself.
Most definitely.
Well, maybe just give us a little bit, because this is radio and we can't show it. Just describe it just a little bit so to tease them to get in.
Well, there's this sheet hanging on the wall in the gallery with these stripes on it. And you kind of look at it and you're like, I have no idea what that is. It looks like minimalistic art. And then there's a video next to it. And you start watching the video and it gives you clues as to what is happening. And these women go to the wall on the border and they scrub the sheet against the wall and make an impression on it. And then that's what remains. That's evidence of what they did. But why they did it, you need to come to the Lebesnik Center to find out.
Yeah, it's very moving.
It's a great tease to get them in the door. So,
like when you see images, people need to go to the museum to see the scope of it. Because something like you show in your image on the website, an image, but in person it's gigantic. And so
yes. So the postcard for the exhibition, yes, like she said, it's this image, but you have no idea how three-dimensional that image is and how luscious and juicy the paint is. So quite thrilling to see that work in person.
And there's a special family day on Saturday, April 23rd, and they can see the exhibit through June 11th. So tell us about the family day.
So family day at the Lebesnik Center is really fun. We have tours for families, and then we also have projects. So moms and dads and kids and everybody can make artwork together. We supply all the materials, and we guide you through it, and it's really fun. You don't have to know anything about making art to come have fun and make artwork with us. And we'll have refreshments, and it's really fun, and it's really free.
And that's great. And you have other things coming up. I think you have the Michigan City School exhibit, and that's going to be in the NIPSCO Gallery. Tell us a little bit about how that is.
Yeah, that's all the kids from the Michigan City area schools are showing their artwork. So they've all been sort of juried into this show, and it's jam-packed with artwork. And I can tell you, some of it is so fantastic. Well, really, all of it is.
All of it is. And from floor to ceiling, just covered in art. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's really, there's hundreds of pieces, and it's just mind-boggling to look at it. So I'd highly recommend it. And we also have our gala coming up. That's on June 23rd, Saturday night. And that's when we raise most of the money for the Lubeznik Center. And so if you would look on our website, lubeznikcenter.org, you'll find information about that so you can participate too. I can tell you, it's a really fun event, and lots of dancing and partying and great food, an auction, a silent auction, paddle raises, really a good time. So I hope that you'll all join us.
What exhibits, we have about 30 seconds left, you have coming down the pike, maybe like in the fall?
Well, the summer show is the it's celebrating Monique Meloche 20 years of inclusivity and diversity. Monique Meloche is a Chicago gallery, and she was one of the first 20 years ago to represent artists of color. And now so many galleries are doing that, but she was the first. And we're going to celebrate her and her artists.
Well, that's coming this summer. And also we have Family Day Saturday, April 23rd, for the current exhibit, Latinx America. Laura Fosberg, Exhibition Director for Lubeznik, thank you so much for being on Art on the Air Spotlight.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.